we did two distinct bridges to that tune. I just want everybody to know we did two different bridges.
We sure did.
But that's all right. Why not? That's jazz, man, as they say. Yeah. But truthfully, I still don't know which is the right bridge. Somebody will probably send in an indignant letter.
They will.
But I just, as we went along, I decided, well, let's leave it and see which one we like best. Yeah. Did you ever play a tune and as you're going along, you forgot the bridge or you forgot part of it, and just make one up?
Yeah.
Just keep a straight face or smile.
That's
or look
right.
like you really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Nobody ever knows the difference.
That happens a lot when the audience isn't really listening, you know. Or if I, so sometimes I get carried away with the audience. There'll be a table there, and I'll listen to their conversation. You know, I try to put myself on.
Automatic piano.
Yeah, you know, something else happens, and because my bass player thinks I'm insane, you know.
No, you're not insane. The thing is that I think people don't realize how important it is for there to be a rapport between them and the player, that the players are going to be much better if they know they're listened to.
Than all the difference.
I used to get so mad at some clubs, I thought I was going to really have a heart attack or something. Mm-hmm. And I just don't like playing in noisy rooms. I get very loud and abusive.
It's not really disturbing. It's just down and out rude, you know.
Yeah, but people just don't know. There should be a... Oh, I should stop expounding on this. It will get boring. But anyway, I do sympathize and understand that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to do a song now, which I'm really looking forward to, because I guess I've known this song for many years. A singer named Dorothy Carless, who I'm sure you've never heard of, used to sing this on the BBC. And I think that's where I first heard the tune, There's No You. How did you come to learn that? You just liked it?
Oh, yeah. I liked that tune, always liked it. And one of the few times I turned on the radio, there it was. You know, I said, well, one day I'm going to record that. You know, it happened to be on that book, that page I was making out when I was going to New York to record.
That was handy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But this is sort of a message tune, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah. I want to wait to hear the message.
Okay.
Give me the message.